We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to another episode of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast / Weekly Motivation with Crazy Fitness Guy. Now, before in this bonus episode, I want to talk about the time. I'm going to share with you the top four shows from season two. I mean, obviously we have more shows than four on season two, but these are the top four that was played from season two of our podcast. And make sure you subscribe to the show so you can know when season three comes out of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. And yeah, and this is a whole different, interesting, intro than we normally do. So the first show I want to give you a little background on is the International Day of Calm with Celia Kibler. During this episode, me and her talk about what the International Day of Calm is, how to get started, and how you can participate. And we dive into how to stay calm and everything else. Take a listen.
Expand the fist real, real wide, because this holds all that feeling that you're having. And when you let it go, you let it go. It's a good way to teach kids. It's even a good way for adults to relax. There's so many ways to, you know, for you to control the way you're reacting in the situation. And that's the key. You're in charge of that. Always remember that people that are calling you names or being obnoxious to you, that's about them. That is not about you. If they're calling you a liar, or they're calling you something, you know, commenting on what you look like that day or the way you're acting, that is really about them. They are projecting their feelings on you. So you have to just keep reminding yourself, not about me, not about me. And if you need to walk away, walk away. Not everyone is our cup of tea. So don't feel like you have to be friends with everyone. Don't feel like you have to calm everyone. Don't feel like you are responsible for keeping the peace in your family. You are also responsible for taking care of yourself. That old adage, you can't pour from an empty cup, you can't. So self-care is really important. Exercise, good eating, good sleep, meditation is great. Anything that helps you to think, journaling is wonderful and makes a great gift for somebody, a journal and a nice pen. So all of those things can help you become a calmer person, and specifically addressing the areas of your life that you know cause you stress, because stress is contagious. And if you can learn how to calm an area of your life even better, lot what our free classes are about, then you're that much closer to being completely calm as a person.
Well, for me, you know, I know what stresses me out. Like I've been figuring out journaling a lot, trying to figure out putting the puzzle pieces together. What
what's been bothering me and whatnot. And I think what's been bothering me, and it might sound silly, but it's just been a mix of things. Like, man, I just felt like all I do is just doing the same thing day in and day out. And, but then also the other thing that's just been bothering me is that I have all my emails at the moment literally going into one inbox. Like, I have all this social media stuff. I have all my marketing tools. And it's like, somebody sent you a message on here. I really don't care. And it's like, once I log into that social media account, I will care. But do I need it as an inbox reminder? No, I really don't. And it's like, I already have it on my phone. Do I need a 500 reminders and say, somebody sent you a message? Well, I'll get to them eventually. I'm not a rude tool. Except for the people who message me and is like, hey, do you want to go in cryptocurrency? No. And I was like, just plain out no. Not interested.
Exactly.
I think that's just what's getting to me. It's just because, like, I'm getting bombarded with all, like, emails. And then, like, when I'm going on these podcast interviews and events and summit events and whatnot, I want to be able to reply to those emails just as contact emails. I don't want to be like, hey, let's have everything mixed together because it was such a great idea to do it this way. And like, this was a stupid idea and I should never have done this ever again.
Yeah, but you make some great points, Jimmy. First of all, the word no, you know, when you become a people pleaser or someone that feels like they have to make everyone happy, it's very easy to fall into the habit of saying yes to everything. Even though you have a million things on your plate, this one needs help, or this one needs you to do something, or this one needs you to do, you know, to call something. And you're saying yes to all of this, and all you're doing is getting stressed out and creating a lot of anxiety. When if you just realize that you also have to take care of yourself, and when somebody asks something, if you have a bunch of appointments, you get to say no. Say, you know what, I wish I could help you, but honestly, I don't have 5 minutes today to do it, so I'm sorry, but I won't be able to help you. Maybe I'll be able to help you next time. And say no. An organization is a huge way to help your life get more organized. One of the classes we're going to have during the Day of Calm on April 5th is how to organize your office, how to live so that you can feel.
So the next episode is one of my next favorite episodes, and one of the other episodes, another episode that you, the audience, loved from season two, it's called "Is Autism a Gift or a Curse?" with Ben Levin. In this episode, we talk with Ben about his autistic gifts and whether he thinks it's a curse or not. Here's, take a listen.
Just out of curiosity, why are you, was it hard for you growing up on the autism spectrum?
It was. I felt different in a lot of ways, especially for me, communicating and spending time with others wasn't easy. I had to do a special program in order to learn how to want to do it, I guess, to be inspired. But those types, and even now I struggle with things like when situations get overwhelming, I shake my knees. I roll my shoulders, stuff like that. And sometimes The fact that I had to be homeschooled for this program did make me feel a little different, and the fact that there were some things I just couldn't understand about other kids. Like, when I was five, I went to a special needs camp, but when the kids were playing tag, when we went to the playground, they were screaming, ah! And for some reason, I was convinced that they were screaming because of me, that they were scared of me. So because of that, I became afraid to spend time with them and on the playground. It was fine in other activities, except for gym or any other physical ones, because those types just made me think that they were scared of, that they were scared of me because of all the screaming they did during those. And I just would sit by myself and watch. Then, shortly after I went to the camp, I went on a picnic with some, with family friends and some, and some other kids who I used to be good friends with, one of the, with the kid in the family, in the family friend, if you get what I'm saying. And one of the kids of back then, I hadn't realized that millions of people around the world have the same names. And when I heard one of the kids had the name of, which one of the kids from my camp also had, and when they started playing games, part of me assumed that that kid had already informed everyone that I was dangerous, I guess, and that made me think the whole world knew or something. I have no idea what I was thinking back then, and I spent 3 years afraid to be on playgrounds unless I was alone.
Geez, like my, for me growing up with autism, I know, I didn't really know I was autistic until I was 11th grade when I got invited to my own IEP meeting, which was literally the biggest waste of time I've ever been to. Today, I joke about it because, like, I can literally tell you what the scenario was. I was in this small conference room with this long table. Some people sat on the right side, some people sat on the left side. Guess where I sat at? I sat at the head of the table, and I got to see both sides arguing, this would be better for Jimmy, and then this would be better for Jimmy. And
were you allowed to speak at your IEP meeting?
Yeah, it was, yeah, they invited me. Because I was at a certain age in high school, I was, well, they said that I was, they basically said it was like an upcoming for my age, and like, oh, it shows you the maturity. And but before I even got to go in, they remind me, it's like, just let you know, you're not allowed to speak at your own IEP meeting. I'm like,
and see for yourself. And the next episode that people love, who I love to listen to, is Living Healthy and Happy with Autism with Anna Laura Brown. In this episode, we talked to Anna about living with autism and how she lives healthy and happy with autism.
Remedies, and they didn't really... It's not that they didn't believe in drugs. Like, we did do antibiotics when we were really, really sick and things like that. And, you know, we'd go to the doctor when it was really absolutely necessary. But my mom really believed in trying to use more at-home natural holistic remedies and things like that instead. And she, back then, it was right at the very beginning where some doctors were starting to advocate for putting kids that were on the autism spectrum, or even kids that had digestive disorder, digestive challenges, or, you know, other things on things like the gluten-free, casein-free diet, or, you know, that's become much more popular with kids on the autism spectrum, or, you know, like there's things like a candida diet to help, like if you have too much yeast infections, different things like that. So when I was little, I was on that diet for quite some time. But then as I got older, I got off of it, and I moved more towards just trying to eat as much whole, unrefined, unprocessed food as possible, trying to, you know, live as healthy a life as possible. In other words, and what I mean by that is try to not eat food that comes primarily from a package or a box. In other words, it's like actually food. It's food where, like, if we were to show it to our great-great-grandparents, they would actually recognize it as food.
Sounds interesting. Well, for me, growing up, what I'm going to say might sound like I'm bashing my parents, like, in a bad way, mm-hmm. but I'm not. But mm-hmm. it's going to come out wrong, and I know it's going to come out wrong. But we were quite the opposite back then. We had a lot of we ate out a lot. We had a lot of mac and cheese, peanut butter and jelly, and I think it was just because I don't know. We didn't. To be honest, I don't know why we ate that way. I think we just because that's what my parents gave us, and that's what we ate. And it was fine, but what caused me to gain weight was a mix of bad food. I mean, like, by bad food, I mean, like, junk food and whatnot. But then I was also on this medication years ago where it was helping me with my moods that, like, fluctuate throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of just masked everything. Like, have you ever seen the movie, the Joker, the recent Joker movie?
I haven't, actually.
Well, it's kind of, it's, well, I'm not going to spoil it or anything, but it's really depressing. But the person, but the Joker, he makes it like a pretend happy face, like he's all fine, and but he's not. But my point is, like, this medicine made me feel like I was just masking everything. It's like, oh, I'm just happy and everything. And it's like, this feels so fake and forced. And I didn't like the feeling. But it had a side effect. And one of them was weight gain. And mm-hmm. I wasn't a big person who worked out back then. This was like, oh, when I was stressed because of bullying and whatnot, I came home and started eating my favorite junk food.
Mm-hmm.
And that
Well, you know, and there's a lot of reasons that sometimes parents give their kids food that's less than healthy. Sometimes they just don't know better. Sometimes that's just the way that they were raised. Or, you know, sometimes they're really, really busy, because the reality is that sometimes, at least I find that a lot of parents and people think that it's easier to serve junk food if you're busy, you don't have a lot of time to cook, that kind of thing. So one of the things I try to do is, you know, either through recipes on my blog, through an ebook that I've written, through some of the recipes that are actually in the book that I published, and, you know, just sharing on social media and other things, I try to help parents realize that there are ways that you can actually create meals that actually taste good, that aren't junk, and that actually don't take that long to cook. So, you know.
Yeah. I definitely got to check out that book of yours, because I saw you gave me a sneak peek at the first chapter. I didn't get to it, to be honest, yet. I'm going to. I've been busy catching up a boatload of emails in the last 4 days of this week so far, because I came back from my 2.5 week break, and then I'm like, oh, emails, I love them so much. You should say them. You should saw them. Some of them were
a lesson. And last but not least, number 4, most listened to episode from season 2, is One Habit of the World's Greatest Leaders, book with Joanne Daniels. In this episode, right before Christmas of, I would like to say last year, I believe. I mean this past year, in 2021. I talked to my friend Joanne Daniels, who talks about her co-authored book that she did with, that is called One Habit of the World's Greatest Leaders, and how she got got invited to it, what her meaning of what her definition of leadership is, and a lot more.
I'm very passionate about leadership, and my definition of a leader is somebody who's making and bringing impact into the world, and somebody who, you can't be a leader if you don't have a following. So you can be a manager, you can be an executive, but if you don't have people who are behind you, who believe in your message, who want to carry that forward in their own lives, then you're not a leader. So I think that we always need people around us more so than they need us. We need them more than they need us. And I always say that in management and supervision. So when you get people in it, and I've had many different types of, and you'll see, you know how it is in your career. There's all different types of teachers. There's all different types of bosses. There are also different types of supervisors, but the ones who make an impact and who make a difference in the world are the ones who want to bring value, and they have people who support and believe in their message. And that's really what I think leadership's all about.
Well, I think my definition of leadership would be, if you can't follow your own set of guidelines and rules that you live by, then you're not a real leader. Because if you can't follow your own advice, how do you expect other people to take your advice and say, hey, I'm going to go do what this person says, but that person does the exact opposite? I admit there's some days where I fall short of following my own advice at times, but it's not like I get in the habit. It's sometimes I just have a very, very off day. Others, I'm on top of my game and I'm like, woohoo, I can do anything I want to put my mind to. And there's other days where it's like, I hate everything about technology and I just want it to go away.
I agree. And I think you make a great point. I don't think, again, I believe too that you should live your own mantras, but I think that people recognize that even though we're still human, even though we're out here and we're trying to bring our message into the world, we're still human and we can have an off day. And I think that's what makes us more relatable. Nobody wants to be coached by somebody who's perfect. We want somebody who can understand and empathize with what we're going through. And I think that's a great part of it. I love your backstory, where how you came to be Crazy Fitness Guy and the bullying that you overcame and all of that. I think that that's what makes you relatable. If you had just been some overconfident, you know, jock right from the beginning, it would probably be harder for people to.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that as well, because I kind of find it's hard to relate to some of those. I never really what did I see the other day? It's like I think it was Adele was having her own private small little concert with Oprah along with these other celebrities. And it's like, it's not very inviting if people are at home watching your concert and then there's a guest of all the A-list celebrities. And it's not really
inviting or relatable to any of us. So no offense, Adele, but nothing to bash anyone, but just like, wasn't feeling it. I watched a few minutes of it. I was like, I didn't know what to think of it, to be honest. I'm not going to go on a rant on it. I don't have any rants to say about it, but let's get back to your book. So how long did it take you to contribute to that book?
It only took about a month because every individual really just dedicated themselves to one chapter, and then we did a press release. We did press.
Take a listen. Now, I want to thank you for a strong two seasons of Crazy Fitness Guy Healthy Living Podcast. And in the meantime, I hope you enjoy this bonus episode. And check out these episodes, the full episodes of the four top most that I listen to episodes in season two. I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And please stay tuned for season three. And I got some sneak peek. I can tell you that there's a lot of stuff coming your way for season three of our podcast. So stay tuned. And if you haven't subscribed to the show, make sure you do so, because season three, is coming very, very soon. And if you haven't already, go to crazyfitnessguy.com and subscribe to our newsletter so you know what's happening, to stay in the loop and whatnot behind the scenes of Crazy Fitness Guy business side of things and so much more. Anyway, that is all for me for today. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode, and I look forward to seeing what you think about this episode, and publishing season three for everyone. In the meantime, stay happy. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay motivated. Until next time. First, on another great season of Crazy Venice Guy Healthy Living Podcast. In the meantime, peace.
We are audiostack.ai.
Combining AI writing, the best synthetic voices,
with production and delivery.
Be it ads, podcasts, or VOs for video.
Just like this ad. How would you utilize AI audio? For free.
Go to audiostack.ai/contest.
Give us just a few details.
And you could replace this spot and be heard by millions.
See webpage for T's and C's. audiostack.ai/contest.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.